Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I'm just loving it. Every day just keeps getting better and better with our heroes, ones that are creating jobs and building the economy, mentoring others. We started off the show with the creator of QB, the under desk or sofa biking, Arnav, with QB.com, myqb.com, mycubii.com. Incredible. Had one of the largest Kickstarter programs in Chicago. President Bill Clinton even had purchased one of his items. So truly incredible. We also had the co-founder of Opendoor, new way to buy and sell homes, opendoor.com. So wait till you hear about our next hero. And by the way, thank you for the feedback of the interview of we had with the CEO of Vonage, a multi-billion dollar company, and also Dash Radio founder DJ Ski, who's been doing a gazillion thing, and more news to be coming on with him later on. So here's a riddle. If you read it, it's because you want it. If you're in it, you've got it. What is it? Success. And we have, you ready for this? Success Magazine Editor-in-Chief Josh Ellis, who could be reached at success.com. And he is one of the youngest chief editors in the magazine industry. I mean, Josh, how did you get to where you are now at such a young age?
Hey, David. You know what? I was fortunate to work at Success every day. As a young editor, I was reading about content that makes me better and motivates me to learn and grow. And as time went by, it just rubbed off on me, I guess. And I love that saying: if you read it, you wanna have it. If you're in it, you are it. That's pretty great.
I love Success Magazine, and you've had, oh my gosh. Just tell us maybe about four or five of the most incredible people out of everybody who's really been on the cover of Success Magazine that's been interviewed. It's off the charts.
Yeah, we've had so many great people, from Tony Robbins, always a great seller, to Dave Ramsey, really people who are helping others get the life they want, create the life they want. Most recently, we've had some really awesome entrepreneurs. The December cover coming up is Jennifer Hyman, who is really a disruptive founder of in the fashion industry at Rent the Runway, and just so many great people month after month like that, who are, if not the entrepreneurs themselves, who are inspiring, then speakers and authors like Simon Sinek, another great author who's been on our cover recently, who are really changing the way people in business think.
Now, as the chief editor of Success Magazine, I mean, you've really got to keep up with everything that's happening in the business community, entrepreneurism, and probably really more than anyone else. But what makes a person or business truly successful? What is it measured on, would you say?
You know, I think that we measure success by four tent poles, and those are happiness, health, growth, and purpose. And generally, we gear those tent poles toward the entrepreneur or the founder or the individual. But I think that they really, they're great measures for any company too. Are the people who work for you happy? Is the company healthy? Is it growing? Is it looking for ways to expand and evolve? Because everything else is. And then purpose. Is it living by its founding purpose? Is it helping people? That's, like I said, those we direct those goals for individuals, but they really work for businesses as a whole as well.
Now, we've got a big announcement on the Alliances Heroes show here with Success. We have Success.com, Success Magazine, Chief Editor Josh Ellis, who's going to share with us, and it has something to do with the first ever of what they're assembling on. Josh, please take the thunder.
Thank you, David. Well, for the first time coming up in spring of 2018, we are rolling out our 30 Under 30 list. This is a celebration of the brightest, most exciting, inspiring entrepreneurs under the age of 30, specifically people in the what we call the U economy. And you know it by a lot of names, from the gig economy to the sharing economy, things like that. But the U economy, as we've called it, is it's the growing movement of millions of Americans who have taken their future into their own hands. They're leaving behind that traditional 9-to-5 for the freedom of self-determination. And they're making as much money as they want. They're working as much as they want, with whom they want, and for the reasons they want, in that pursuit of passion. So the U economy is made up of lots of people, everyone from like Uber drivers and people who list their extra rooms on Airbnb to Etsy artists and Upwork contractors, eBay sellers, freelancers, delivery drivers, designers, creatives, freelance IT professionals, nannies, independent consultants, independent sellers, direct sellers, solopreneurs, small business owners. It's basically, if you're doing your own thing, you're in the U economy. And so this list is a celebration of that new generation of people who are really changing the face of the American economy. And technology has made it possible and easier than ever for people to create a business. You can become a business in with a few taps on your smartphone and within a few minutes.
Truly, truly incredible.
Yeah, we want to celebrate that, and we want to introduce people to the amazing young people who are driving this.
So go to success.com to make sure that you apply. Again, success.com, because we're talking here with Josh Ellis, the chief editor of Success.
Hey, David, let me restart you on that. We do have a specialty URL for it. It's success.com/30under30, and you people can apply, and they can nominate someone else. The deadline is November 16th.
Fantastic. So, again, make sure you go to the link, and you're listening to me, David Kogan, with the Alliance's Heroes Show. Be a hero. Go to the only place where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community, alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. So, Josh, do you really think that everyone has the ability, though, to be a business owner? And if so, how much influence do you think really family, friends play, and those maybe that they're even surrounded by?
Well, I will start by saying that family and friends can play a great role if they are encouraging, if they lend positive advice, if they keep you moving forward. You have to constantly be examining the folks around you to make sure that they are positive influences on you, because we all know people in our lives who in one way or another have held us back. But absolutely everyone has it in them to become an entrepreneur, especially in the U economy, because as we always say, there's a piece of the puzzle in the U economy that's shaped just like you, because it's built on authenticity, on being yourself, on taking your passions and your talents and making use of them for you, not for someone else. So solopreneurship is entrepreneurship. Freelancing is entrepreneurship. A side hustle is entrepreneurship. So absolutely everyone has that within them.
So Josh, we're getting some messages and stuff, and people are asking, as far as really one of the most common ones is, how do I submit a story to be in your magazine? And a couple others here pretty much mean the same, is what do you look for? The magic secret we're looking for.
Yeah, well, we're looking for businesses that that are living through those four tent poles, specifically if they have purpose, if they are changing the landscape or in some way, or if they are contributing to the greater good. That's what entrepreneurialism is all about. I've never seen a company succeed that didn't have helping the world, making the world a better place, or making someone's day better in some way. So that's what we're looking for. And we're looking for people who have overcome challenges, especially because that shows the great power of growth that they have. And specifically people also who have used personal development, who have examined themselves and found ways to get better as they grew. That's what we're looking for. And you can, we'd love to hear about anyone who's doing that. You can submit them to us always at editor@success.com. And right now, until November 16th, we'd love to hear about young people doing just that in the U economy.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a little less than a minute left, but I need to ask you, I mean, you know, you started writing for your local newspaper at age 16. What advice would you have to children who are taking an English class, who may be challenged of certain writing and stuff? What kind of secrets would you share with them to really maybe help them with that or overcome that and to be as successful as you have at such a young age?
Well, I would say write about something you care about. When I was 16 years old, I was so into sports. I was the biggest sports fan, and so I was going to watch the games anyway. So I was going to watch my local high school football games and soccer games and basketball games, and they were going to pay me for it too. That was great. But somewhere along the way in my career, I went on to cover the NFL. But somewhere along the way, I said, you know what? I'm not doing what I care about anymore. What I care about is contributing to other people, helping them live the best life. Sports are great, but it's just kind of a diversion. People have it within them to create amazing lives, reach all their dreams. And so that's what drew me to success. I would advise anyone else who wants to be a writer to really channel into their passion and write about that.
Excellent. Well, Josh, you've gone your own way and forged your path to your own success as editor-in-chief of Success Magazine. You've fostered spreading knowledge of how to be a successful. That's a hero. Josh Ellis, Success Magazine. Go to success.com. This is David Kogan with Eliances.